Lisa Anslinger brings extensive experience in parishes and schools to her ministry as an author and speaker. She is the director of Growing Up Catholic and the author and editor of Grace in Action. Lisa served for 11 years as the director of guidance at Archbishop McNicholas High School and for 12 years as the pastoral associate for evangelization, catechesis, and stewardship at Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish, both in Cincinnati. She is the author of Here Comes Everybody, Whole Community Catechesis in the Parish, and co-author of Desires of the Heart, Forming Generous Hearts, Stewardship Planning for Lifelong Faith Formation and Great Expectations, a pastoral guide for parenting and parents, partnering with parents. And Lisa is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum, and you like long titles for your books, don't you?
Actually, it's the publisher that does that, not me.
Yeah. I know the authors usually want something simple. But
That's right.
The publishers want to put the entire content into the title.
Exactly.
But welcome to the program. We're a pleasure to have you here this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's not often that we get an expert of your caliber on the program, and when our religious education office brings folks like you in, I like to sit down and have a chat with you. You recently gave a presentation to the DREs of our diocese. What was the topic of the presentation? And can you walk us through some of the highlights, if you would, please?
Sure. The topic was partnering with parents, and specifically a process that we've been introducing around the United States about coaching parents to be more involved in the faith formation of their children. And it really is a recognition that all of us are on a lifelong journey of faith, and that when we support each other along that journey, no matter where we are in our lives and our faith development, that it really benefits us as individuals, it benefits our families, but it also benefits the parish community as we continue to grow closer in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Now, parents are the first and primary teachers for children.
Yes.
Not all parents are formed in the faith properly.
Right. Right.
Especially, I think, in recent generations. Am I right on that?
Many parents will tell us that their children are learning things that either they don't ever remember being taught or they don't remember.
Right.
And so they don't feel very equipped to have the kinds of conversations that we know that they need to be having with their children. And that's why partnering with them more intentionally is really important. It helps the parents themselves to grow in their own faith, to come closer to our Lord, so that they're actually living their faith at home in just everyday details of their lives. Prayer before meals, actually sitting down for a meal together occasionally, praying before a meal, maybe saying nighttime prayers or reading a little passage from the Bible or celebrating the child's anniversary of baptism as well as their birthday. And all of those ways that our faith can be integrated in our everyday lives, so that as all of us are maturing, that faith becomes deeper and we really rely on our relationship with our Lord when life presents us with the challenging moments that life always does.
Mm-hmm. Now, a few weeks ago in this program, I had the opportunity to interview Regina Yankelunas, who is in campus ministry at Salisbury University and University of Maryland Eastern Shore. And one of the things that she mentioned in our conversation was that a lot of the college students come to her and say, I'm Catholic. I was raised Catholic.
Right.
But when I'm meeting folks of other religions or no religion here at college, they're asking me questions about my faith, and I don't know how to verbalize it or explain it.
Yeah.
So those folks are becoming the parents.
Right.
And now are expected to be the first teachers of that faith to their children.
Yes.
So I could see where this is extremely important.
Yeah, we really are thinking about things that are far-reaching in the ways that people are able to articulate their faith, as well as the way in which our faith meets the everyday circumstances of our lives. I am the mom of a 20-year-old and a 27-year-old. And so my children are now at that place where they're, and in fact, our daughter, who is the 20-year-old, is a catechist. She teaches religious education to junior high students. And we've had wonderful conversations about, okay, Mom, so now remind me, how does this piece fit with that piece? And she's having to learn to articulate in her own way, which is a really healthy exercise for a young adult. Mm-hmm. So many of us that grow up as Catholics are never really put in that position of needing to be able to explain what we believe, because we've just experienced that throughout our lives, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But the downside is then when we're faced with questions, it can sort of make us feel a little bit shaky. And, well, what is it that we really do believe? And why don't I know the answers to these very basic questions?
Mm-hmm. So the responsibility is on the parish.
Yeah.
It's on the parochial school,
right.
Teachers and principal. It's on the director of religious education.
Yeah.
It's on the pastor. How do we enable parents? How do we partner with parents? How do we coach parents to do these things?
Well, I think, first of all, you're right. It is our responsibility, and it's also a responsibility of the parents. It's a shared thing. And one of the reasons that the little workbook that all of what we're presenting in the workshop that I did here, the workbook is called Great Expectations. And part of the reason for that is that there's a lot of research that says that when people have a deep relationship within their parish community, they're more able to live their faith in very real ways. They invite people to things at the parish. They more readily serve in the parish and in the community. They give of their financial resources, and they're thankful people. They're people who are okay with the circumstances of their lives. But part of that relationship says that we need to know what's expected of us. Mm-hmm. And it's a deep level of relationship. And so those expectations aren't from the top down. Rather, it's what do we hold each other to here? And so it really is a way of saying to parents, we need to be in this together. Mm-hmm. And all of us are going to commit to this together. So we stop sort of slapping the parents on the wrist and saying, you know, you're supposed to be the first formers of your children, when the parents are saying, but I'm not ready for that. I don't know what that means. I'm not prepared. I don't feel equipped. And instead, we're saying, let's do this together. Mm-hmm. And that's a different kind of expectation. It's really interesting. We have parents who are filling out evaluation forms at the end of a coaching session where they've actually been teaching their children with catechists who are there as support, who are there as coaches. And the parents are saying, give me more of this. I didn't know I needed it until I experienced it. Mm-hmm. And some of them are even going so far as to say, this is so much better than what I experienced with my older children, for instance, who when they were preparing for First Communion. Mm-hmm, can I bring my older children back with me? Mm-hmm. And let's do this as a family. Mm-hmm. Because they realize that there's a very special conversation that begins at the parish through coaching that then gets carried home. We like to say that it gets carried home in their hearts as well as their heads. Mm-hmm. And it's helping the parents to realize that prayer at home, that talk about how we make decisions that are based in our faith, the importance of knowing what we believe and why, and then applying it in all of the aspects of our lives, that all of those conversations can begin at the parish and then be carried home in ways that really meet our everyday lived experience of life.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning I'm speaking with Lisa Anslinger, who is a speaker and an author and an expert in family catechesis and parishes partnering with parents. And so let's talk about this in practical terms,
yes.
Lisa. What does it mean? What does it mean at the beginning of the school year? Just kind of walk us through it.
Yes. Well, actually, what we're suggesting to parish leaders is that we have five primary evangelizing moments in the life of a family. Evangelization meaning we're drawing people either to Christ or more deeply to Christ. So each of us is called both to be evangelized and to be evangelizing. It's an ongoing process. We really have five times in the life of a family where that becomes very straightforward and very doable. One of those is during baptism preparation. How do we build relationships with parents who are ready to have their child baptized? Those preschool years where parents are really looking for help, you know, being the parent of a preschooler can be pretty overwhelming. So how do we help the family in those very early years to think about how faith just becomes part of their interactions with each other? For instance, you know, during Thanksgiving and Christmas and the early moments of every new calendar year, we're filled with family opportunities. How do we connect that to all of those wonderful gospels that we hear of, you know, the Holy Family and the ways in which our family life really is meant to be an expression of the incarnation of our God. And so those preschool years can be really prime time for those sorts of things. The preparation for First Penance and for First Holy Communion is another time where parents are already involved in a lot of aspects in the preparation for those sacraments. And so that's a really wonderful way to begin or to continue to coach parents more intentionally at that moment of life. Then we have those really dynamic and complicated middle school years, the late primary and early junior high years, where for the life of many families, our families are being split in 1,000 directions at one time. And so when we can help the families to think about, how do you pray together? How do you read the Bible together? How do you live our sacramental life together? And so on. And really give parents some practical tips. And then again, what happens during youth ministry and confirmation prep? So we have 5 different moments, and every parish can enter into this process of coaching at whatever point seems to make the most sense for them. So it's not like there's this make it or break it moment where we say, okay, from this point on, we're going to coach everybody. But instead, we just start to think about how we partner more effectively with parents together, and then we make those first moves. And we adjust along the way, and 3 years from now, we end up in a different place with parents than we were right now.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the coaching process.
Yes.
Tell us what a coaching session would be like.
Yes. In most parishes, what's happening, and let's take, for instance, the very concrete example of a second grader and his or her parent or parents as they're preparing for First Communion. Mm-hmm. A parent or parents, or maybe if the parents really truly cannot be present, maybe it's a grandparent, or maybe it's another interested adult, or even a high school teen, comes to the parish for a gathering where the parent and the child sit together. There are materials that are already prepared that are going to present the material that needs to be covered. The child's materials have a companion set of notes for the parent so that the parent is given all of the information they need to be able to walk through the lesson with their child. All of the answers are given to them, all of the instructions, and everything's very straightforward and very clear because the parents aren't going to prepare for this in advance. They're just going to do it in the moment. There are people who are kind of floating around the room, and they're the coaches. And when they see a parent that looks confused or looks like they need some help, they're not going to go and talk over the parent to the child, but rather they're going to help that parent to have that interaction with the child so that they're really learning and growing in faith together. That really is the essence of coaching. Hmm. Sometimes it happens in an in-person gathering, and what we're suggesting is that in-person gathering happens at least occasionally throughout the year. But sometimes then things can be sent home so that the parent has that reinforcement of just everyday, you know, everyday moments where they can just make that little faith connection. It's like giving people the hook on the Velcro that says, this is what it sticks to.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to have that in-person experience with the community in order to really be able to deal with those take-home materials in a more effective way for the life of the family.
So in your experience and in your research, what is the difference between let's say, a sacramental prep program that you've just described.
Right.
And one that, well, you know, a traditional classroom and homework.
Yes. I often tell people, here's the experience that we had at my own parish when we were doing things like this. Early on in my life as a catechetical leader, we used to have a parent meeting as we were beginning preparation for First Communion, and the parents would come in, and the questions were by and large, what are the weekends? What do they wear? Mm-hmm. Where are they going to stand? And when do we get to have the party? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very detail-oriented because those were the concrete things that the parents could latch on to. And those were the things that they looked forward to so much with their children. Infusing these kinds of processes into our preparation, very quickly the questions became much deeper. It was, you know, I know the mystery of what happens when we celebrate Eucharist together. How do I begin to talk to my second grader about this? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that many of those parents had been seen at gatherings prior to First Communion. It was that the community itself was appreciating what we experienced together at Mass so much more deeply that by the time the parents got to the point where their child was preparing for First Communion, they were already in a different place in their life of faith, and they were already thinking about what connection does this have with the way that I live my life. Mm-hmm. And so the child's sacramental preparation became one moment of an ongoing process of living faith for everyone in the family, not just that second grade child.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather dramatic, the change that happens in a pretty short span of time, actually, 2 or 3 years, and you've already begun to change a whole generation of parents and their interaction with each other and their relationship with our Lord.
Well, it's interesting and it's exciting, and if our listeners would like to get some more information, where can they go?
The best place to go is a website called Pastoral Planning. So www.pastoralplanning.com. And when you first go to the homepage, you'll see all sorts of centers. And there's actually a center for coaching parents that has all sorts of resources. But there are also other centers there, centers for small faith communities, for pastors, for catechetical leaders, and a number of seasonal things for just people of faith who are looking for a little bit of encouragement in their own life.
That's pastoralplanning.com.
Right.
Lisa Anslinger, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic
Forum. Thank you so much.